As I shared, after high school, I went to college and was studying network engineering. And I was working for First Energy, and I was in like introvert heaven. Because I spent most of my day in class, and then I'd go to work, and it was just like me in a data center with a computer. And that was it. It was great. And then later on, as I felt the Lord calling me out of my comfort zone, away from that career I thought that I would love, and entering into the seminary, there were several years when I was in the seminary. In fact, I think there were 4 years where I was just on the verge of leaving every single year, and I was actually discerning, I felt that I wasn't called to diocesan priesthood. I mean, my dream day was like being by myself in a bunch of books. And obviously, the life of a diocesan priest is very different from that. I loved organization. I love structure. I love routine. The life of a diocesan priest has like none of that. I love quiet and silence. A diocesan priest has festivals in their backyard. Like Lord, what, this doesn't fit. And I spent several years, and I went on discernment retreats, discerning with a cloistered, well, semi-cloistered religious order. I actually tried to become a Carmelite monk. And I went for several years, and I stayed with their novitiate. We're like kind of like the Carmelite monastery in Wisconsin. It's called Holy Hill. The monastery is about 400 acres, as you'd imagine, on top of this beautiful hill in the middle of Wisconsin, overlooking this beautiful lake, all these beautiful trees. There's a massive basilica on top, and you go up story after story after story, and it's this massive basilica with a bell tower overlooking this massive, beautiful area of just green fields and silence. In the life of a Carmelite priest, the average Carmelite priest spends about 4 to 5 hours a day hearing confession and doing spiritual direction. They study, they write, they lead retreats for cloistered nuns, and they repeat every single day with a couple of holy hours interspersed. It was like the dream gig. I would have the same routine every day. I wouldn't have to deal with like a lot of the situations that normal life would afford you. I wouldn't even have my own car. I wouldn't have a cell phone. It would just be me, a Bible, and a beautiful, big, ancient library. It was great. I'd even gotten to the point where I filled out the first few sections of the application. But there was something that didn't fit. Every single time I went to the monastery, it just felt like perfect. This is like my ideal job. If I ever had to design like my perfect life, this was it. I didn't like the winters in Wisconsin. Other than that, everything was perfect. And it was year 5 of the seminary. I was on retreat at a monastery, and I'm praying about this question. I'm like, Jesus, I want to become a Carmelite friar. I don't feel that I would be a good priest. It's going to be so hard to have a regular prayer routine when you have an inbox constantly barraged with dozens and dozens of emails. It's so hard to actually pray multiple hours every single day when there's a never-ending mountain of things that you need to do. Driving back and forth, scheduling things. There's so many different situations, so many different distractions. It'd be so much easier to pray if I didn't have a phone to worry about. Lord, it would be so much easier to be a saint here in the monastery. Why is it that every single time I try and enter, I feel in my heart it's not the right thing to do? And Jesus gave me 2 answers. He said, Alex, that's true. Actually, it would be a lot easier to pray if you didn't have the craziness of the normal schedule. It would be a lot easier to be really focused on your faith if all you're doing is hearing confession, spiritual direction, and reading and writing books on spirituality. That would be wonderful. It'd be a lot easier. And Jesus said to me, Alex, have you ever considered the fact that maybe your spiritual life isn't actually about you? And that maybe your call to live out your priesthood isn't something that I'm giving to you so that you can design your perfect dream life, but maybe I'm sending you into the world maybe because I want to work through you. And yeah, it's going to be difficult, but guess what? Holiness is difficult. And you can go escape to the monastery and try and design what you think is your perfect life, and guess what? You'll probably be more miserable there. And that memory has kept coming up every single day as I prayed with our gospel today. I was hoping to try and go off and live in a garden without any weeds or thorns. I wanted to make like my perfect life situation, my perfect living situation, live with these other monks doing the exact same thing with me. It'd be so easy to be holy. And Jesus says, yeah, I'm calling you to grow up with the thorns. I'm calling you to live in a life full of distractions, full of people around you who disagree with you, full of a world that is, if not aggressive, at least passive-aggressively and subtly, subconsciously trying to undermine your faith. I want to send you into a world that is full of wolves, that is full of distractions, that is full of temptations, that has situations that could potentially harm your life of faith. Because have you ever considered that those people out there who you consider thorns are the very people I want to love through you? Because if I were to guess, you and I, we all have people that maybe they're someone that you work with. Maybe it's an in-law or a member of your family. Maybe it's a person that you interact with regularly that just gets on your nerves. Have you ever considered the fact that rather than trying to defeat that person or trying to avoid that person, God has put that person in your life because it is through you that their heart will change? Have you ever considered the fact that the situations that we consider to be what is making us not holy, the busyness, the craziness of life, are the very situations where God is calling us to sanctity? Maybe we are called to be the bastions of light in those places of darkness. Maybe we are called to be the plant that gives life and provides shade in this dark, in this world, in places that are so full of thorns, of anger, of hatred and malice. As someone, actually there's a famous story of a man went to St. Basil, who was a bishop, and said he begged Basil to give him permission to go off and live alone by himself in the desert as a monk. And he said, Basil, it would be so much easier for me to abandon my parish I'm serving in right now to go and be a hermit in the woods or a hermit in the desert. And Basil simply looked at him and said, my brother, if you lived by yourself, whose feet would you wash? That's my homework for you today. Oftentimes, it's the very things in our lives that we think prevent our sanctity are the very places Jesus is inviting us to become a saint. It's the very things that we think are the crosses we have to put up with that are actually God's invitation to accept our transforming cross that will lead to our sanctification. It is the very relationships oftentimes we try to avoid, which are the very places where the grace of our love is most needed. The person who really gets on your nerves is called to encounter God through you. Allow your heart to become a conduit to Him. And while no, we shouldn't put ourselves in intentional near occasions of sin, the relationships in our lives that often are our deepest challenges are our greatest opportunities of grace. Those thorns in the gospel today could become plants that provide much fruit if we allow the mercy of God to transform them from the inside out. So I think it's very practical today. Many of you are probably going to go straight from here to the festival. Consider that all those people that are at the festival having nothing to do with the faith, having nothing to do with Catholicism, but just want to have a good time, they could either encounter Jesus through you or they can encounter another reason that they shouldn't practice their faith. Every single Mass ends with the command, go, glorify the Lord with your life. Exit what you receive right now and be the leaven to bring life to the world. Bring the joy and the light of Christ's love to the places of darkness. Go out and be strong wheat in the middle of the thorn bush. If we allow that to transform our hearts, it will transform those around us and transform where we find ourselves. So that is my invitation for you. We are about to receive in the Eucharist this powerful grace that will transform us from the inside out. Allow that grace to transform you, and by transforming you, bring him to the world.